This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as you very well know. Maybe you don't know, but boy, the world is spinning and we're on it. The 24/7, 365 spin cycle, right? Well, some call it the news cycle. And you're on it, riding and pedaling just as fast. It's kind of, what are those things called? Spinning classes. Are you taking your spinning class lately? Well, we're going to help you out with it here at Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Like I said, a lot of things going on in Venezuela. The embassy, they are removing everybody from the embassy in Venezuela. This is sort of, precursor to military involvement. That's what I think. I'm just out here thinking about it. It just seems to be logical. They're removing everybody from the Venezuelan embassy, and all staff will be removed from what I understand. Now, that's just the latest that we hear in Venezuela. Of course, people are starving. They're living in abject darkness, which, by the way, is a pattern of socialist countries all around the world to put their people in darkness like this. Everybody says, of course, it's the United States. There's that discussion. The United States wants this, wants that. They want to come in and they want to invade Venezuela and all. Well, you know, now you have Guaido, who happens to be the declared president by the legislature there in Caracas, Venezuela. And they are the ones that are saying that Guaido is the real president, not Maduro. Now, Maduro, of course, has got the military. Now, how does Maduro do that? How does he control the military in moments like this, right? When you really need no military at all, when you really need humanitarian help and so on, because your socialist policies have completely failed, by the way. You know, it wasn't too long ago that Venezuela was one of the richest countries in South America. And, you know, quickly, you got to remember something, that the globalists understand that you cannot have wealth in any country, and Venezuela was one of them. So how do you eliminate it? You inject socialism into it. Yeah, I mean, look at the socialist countries around the world. All they do nothing more than fleece the populations. And the leaders of the United Nations Agenda 21 movement, which is clearly what we have here, the totalitarians on the march, injected. They came in and injected socialism into, you know, they got a socialist president and Hugo Chavez. And, of course, what happened, once you start doing that, you start going along to get along with the socialist movement, like you see here in California. I mean, take a look at the California Republican Party. They've turned totally socialist. They're socialist. And they've gone along with the other socialists in the Democratic Party, and they've joined forces. Now, this is, if you take a look at what's going on in Venezuela, where it's been and where it's, you know, juxtaposition it to California, you can see California's right on the primrose path of Venezuela. And, you know, the signs and symptoms are all over what you see in California, the homelessness and the numbers of people that are just leaving the state of California because it's so undesirable, made so by the socialist governments that we've seen since Jerry Brown. So around in 2010, you can see the positioning that went on when you had start to really inject. And then you had Jerry Brown elected in 2010, came on board in 2011. He started dismantling everything in the legal system, and so did Hugo Chavez. And everything started to become more socialist in nature. Change the education system. That's another thing. Race to the top, anybody? I mean, how you educate your people in terms of socialism is big. And, of course, the socialist behavior in California has been going on. It's legend for the last 40, 50 years in the education system. So nobody knows their history. Nobody knows any of this kind of stuff. And so as a result, what you end up with is a socialist population. You can see that manifesting itself today, currently, in this country overall. We've been discussing for years this onset of socialist attitudes and the demise of free market capitalism. That's why Donald Trump has appealed to us, and as a final straw, we had to have a free market capitalist as a president. Look what Barack Obama was doing to the country. So now you put that in perspective of, let's go down to Venezuela, who is fast-forwarded from 2011. Things have just accelerated like crazy because they've embraced socialism with Sean Penn. Remember all the Americans who go down there? Oh, we love Hugo Chavez and Maduro, right? And look what they've got. People are drinking water out of the gutters. People are losing weight. Well, listen, the socialist diet, there you go. That's the new diet system, the socialist diet. Let's just get on the socialist diet. Every time we go to the store, there's nothing on the shelves. That's just kind of common socialism. And embrace it. For those of you that are obese, overweight, whatever, socialism is here for you. Of course not. But that's the reality, right? People are starving to death in Venezuela now. Homeless, everything. This is what is the destiny for California. And what are they doing? They're flooding our borders in California to bring in people who are not educated. They're not literate. Even in their own language, they're not literate. And why? Because they're seen as chattel. They're seen as cash flow. They're seen as, well, what the left does the best, trafficking human flesh in slavery or drugs. That's their capital. That's how they raise money. And we're just enjoying the benefits and fruits of that labor, right? In the United States, it's demographically, it's shifting the whole country, isn't it? Now, that's a threat. That is a threat to us. And, of course, who's at the bottom of this? Venezuela is one of them. So here we have a situation now where Venezuela is on the brink, brought to you by socialism, and here it is, one of the richest countries. See, you have to understand, once you break down republicanism, once you break down the notion that people have freedom and liberty, remember, a Declaration of Independence was issued for Venezuela and they became an independent country with a constitution. That rule has been broken down. And look what we get. Socialism. Now, what's going to happen to let's say Venezuela goes away and becomes totally socialist. The exploitation by the other socialist countries around the world will be there. Don't you get it? They're going to come in and rape, as they are now, and plunder, which has been the record of those who came to the New World from the Old World, from the early explorers, right? Rape and plunder the New World. You know, you take a look at all the gold that adorns all the different churches and cathedrals in Europe. Where did it all come from? The New World, rape and plunder. What about all these galleons that are off the shores of Florida and other places that sunk with just boatloads of gold exploited in the New World? Guess where they were sailing back with the gold to? The Old World. Rape and plunder, that's what they've known since 1492. Now, everybody says, well, you condemn Christopher Columbus or Cristobal Colombo. I do not. But I do condemn today, when we should know better historically, the rape and plunder of the New World. And that's exactly what's going on. And they want places like Venezuela. And they want places like California to rape and plunder. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh.
remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we're going to be talking. Today's grievance day. We have grievance number 59, 59. Okay, enough is enough. Anyway, you can email me, Paul at a21r.com, a21r.com. And our call-in line is 215-867-8255. In the third hour, we'll go to the call-in line. Okay, so we've got all this stuff going on about impeachment, right? And Adam Schiff. You know, it's as we've said about Adam Schiff, right? We have to talk about Adam Schiff because he's got his little friends down there in North Hollywood. Ed Buck, anyone? Ed Buck, who likes to kill black men by having them inject themselves with, it's either hot heroin or it's, methamphetamine, whatever his choice is, because he has a sexual predilection, this Ed Buck, the money bundler for, you know, the Clintons and all these folks, all these despicable human beings out there that we like to think of as despicable. I know, listen, all my Democratic friends out there, oh, no, Hillary's not despicable. Right. All the great secrets. You know, where have been all the great secrets from Hillary Clinton's email server going? Is that a dead issue? I don't think so. But is it a dead issue now that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are on their merry little way? Shazam, they're off to Portugal to find more young children. I don't know. What are they doing nowadays, huh? Well, let's say that the proctologist is still in town on them. That is still going on. Yeah. So anyway, the whole notion that Adam Schiff could lead an impeachment process with Maxine Waters. How loony can you get? Looney Tunes. One is loony, the other is Tunes. And right in the middle, you've got, listen, they both live in the same neighborhood, basically. Oh, I'm sorry. Isn't there some great spatial distance in between the Hollywood Hills and Inglewood? Hello? I mean, you have to know the Southern California area. We're talking about the Water Woman. Maxine Waters. Boy, is she a work or what? She doesn't even go to her own district. They won't have her there. Of course, you have to remember something, that since California rejiggered the congressional districts, she's guaranteed a seat. The state of California did that back in 2010, I might add. It's one of the reasons why California, who enjoys 53 members of the House of Representatives, and, you know, if you take out the 10 or 11 million people, maybe 20 million people from the illegal foreign nationals. That's why the census is so important to California, right? We've got to keep California intact. That's what the left says, because we do not want to have this census, and we got to, you know, please, are you an American citizen business on the census form, right? Democrats don't want that. No, we got to guarantee that Maxine will always be in her district. Of course, her district hates her, detests her down there. You talk to the people down there, they absolutely detest her because she never represents them. If she represented him, I'm telling him, if you go through Inglewood, that whole area that's her district, the congressional district that's hers, it's a blighted area. And she's happy it's blighted. Kind of typical, right? If you're a socialist, that's great. You keep them blighted, keep them under control. Excuse me. I have to have a dedicated cup of coffee to Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Hang on. Shazam. Okay, so anyway, so Maxine Waters, the lunatic that she is. Lunatic. I should be rethinking my thoughts about Adam Schiff. Maybe he's a tick, not a tune. So we have loony, Maxine, and we have tick, Schiff. Tick, Schiff. It's like stick, Schiff, or tick. Okay, I'll get back to their thought here. They're relatively in the same area as Southern California. That's the point. And, you know, they both enjoy the presence of Ed Buck, the pervert that he is. I wonder if it's Maxine providing him with the black young men and boys to murder. Because remember, it's Ed Buck who's been caught now twice with his pants down. No, not with his pants down. With his needles out. So that young black men can inject themselves with methamphetamine. Or is it hot heroin? I really don't know. It could be hot heroin. Interesting about, quote, hot heroin. So Maxine Waters, Looney, and Tick live in approximately the same area as Southern California. I find it interesting that they enjoy the presence of the money bundler. Ed Buck. Now, don't you? Now, listen, so he is now leading, well, she, Looney and Tick, Looney and Tick, they're leading the charge to impeach President Trump. Now, the other tune, I get it. So Looney Tick Tune, we've got Looney Tick Tune. Pelosi is the tune. Welcome to Toontown. Hollywood. No. No, it's San Francisco. So the San Francisco treat, we'll call it Looney Tick Treat. We haven't gotten to a tune yet. But you've got the treat. Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi steps in and says, no impeachment for you. What? Everybody's going, what? That's what she's saying right now. We don't want impeachment. Now, remember, in fairness to her, she said even before the elections, as I recall, no, she didn't want to do the impeachment business. See, Nancy has really her finger on things like you probably don't realize. She does get it that they push things way too far in California on the left. And so as a result, they've destroyed a complete political party in California called the Republican Party. Well, you know, Republicans, you know, the fascist Republican Party of California is all but gone now. Well, I should say the Republican Party is all but gone now, taken over by the fascist/socialist. It's an amalgam of fascists and socialists that have taken over the California Republican Party. So much so, it's completely seen in the number of Republicans in the House of Representatives. Remember, I said there's 53 Republicans from California, or it's 53 members of the House in California. And how many do we have as Republicans? Seven. Well, that's a great number, isn't it? And if you take a look at the state legislature, that's even better. That's better for the Republicans, right? Well, I don't think so. There's 120 state legislators, and you have 80 of those are assembly members. And guess what? You have 80, but you have 20 Republicans. Oh, and on the Senate side, you've got 40, and of those, you have 11 Republicans, 29 Democrats. Boy, that's really worked out well, don't you think? So you have lunatic tunes. No, lunatic, well, I treat. All right, she's a treat. So Nancy Pelosi saw this coming. She did. She saw this wave where they've stepped too far over the line. Now, what we are witnessing here is that we have been predicting for years. These people, lunatic and treat, have overstepped their bounds. They've gone too far. This always happens to totalitarians. They always overplay their hand. And they got so gleeful and so excited when they were running the California legislature and everything else. And, oh, they're swaying everything in the country and they're taking on Donald Trump. And they're going to impeach this president. They got so excited. And now all of a sudden, guess what? Nancy Pelosi, the San Francisco treat, has called it right. Impeachment would be stupid. And now they get it. Because people are blowing up against them in a big way. Everything is now turning on these people. They've overplayed their hands. Just like we said, 11, 12, 15, finally. After about 40 years of this stuff, they've overplayed their hands. Welcome to freedom, liberty, and the American way of life. We'll be back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So no impeachment for you, Nancy Pelosi. That's what she's telling people like Adam Schiff. Now, where are they going to go? This is that naked moment for Adam Schiff. Schiffless is naked. Watch out. That's a bad visual, isn't it? Can you imagine that with his buggy eyes?
Ah!
Trying to cover him. I don't think if he was butt naked in front of you, he'd cover himself. I think there's nothing to say. I mean, there's no there for him anyway, right? Well, here's his problem. Here's his dilemma. And this has been coming. I mean, this has just been coming at him forever. You know, you got to remember, and we're having a technical issue, so we can't play these clips. But I'll remember he was talking to the guy a couple years ago. He was using his great investigative skill. And talking to people about, the dossier. The dossier. Remember the dossier? I mean, talk about things coming back to bite you in the buns. In the buttocks. For Adam Schiff. He's being bit around by... I know, you've got the visual of him naked, not covering himself, and then there's the buttocks business going on, where he's being bit in the buttocks. And he has been. He's being bit in the buttocks. By his own statements. He calls this Russian operative. Talk about collusion. And this is where we've said there's been collusion. Sure, by Hillary Clinton and everybody else. This whole thing's been set up. And then there's also the outing of Mueller, which we've talked about a lot. You know, he's got some issues. He's got some issues going forward. You know, and why did Mueller go after Manafort? Well, because Manafort needs to shut up. Because he knows where all the information about Mueller is vis-a-vis Ukraine. And also, he's the gateway protector against John Kerry. Oh, John Kerry, that guy. Oh, yeah. He benefited, and his son, his stepson benefited by billions of dollars with the Ukrainian government after they got rid of the Putin representative. Yeah, that's it. It's all about power, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed somebody else. Joe Biden. We can't have any discussion about Joe Biden's son getting $1 billion from the Ukrainian government at about the same time John Kerry's stepson got it. And the other suspect in this, Robert Mueller. I hate it when this happens. Now, there are plenty of buns to be bitten here. And they're going to be bitten. And they're not even for Biden. They're going to be bitten. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem for these fools. You see, Adam Schiff is a gatekeeper of sorts, too. He's representative of all the different things that could possibly go wrong for these people downstream. And he's going to be emblematic of that because, you know, he played along with it, and now he's caught. I mean, see, the problem, they want to run all these different, you know, investigations and all this stuff. Go ahead. See, Donald Trump's saying, go ahead, investigate Russia, because there's no there at all. Like we've been telling you since, you know, November of 2016 with this whole thing, there's Russian collusion. We're going to overthrow this government. That's really what they were doing. And now Mueller's supposed to come out with his findings. And there is no there. They know it. So go ahead. Let's go through another series of an investigation. But listen, you ain't got no clothes on, Adam Schiff, and your buns are being bitten by your own words. And this is the problem. Remember he was talking about all the different things about the dossier and the Russians had this. And he was talking to a Russian. This is Adam Schiff. This is, 2016-17. So now we've got those recordings on Schiff. The question is everything going to turn against Schiff by 2020, the election 2020? And that's not long away. Is everything going to turn against him and everybody else? And are we going to see an absolute pummeling of all Democrats in the House of Representatives? Yes. And will we see some of the fascist Republicans, out of the Senate gone? You know, those ones that are the never Trumper lovers. Still, there's a lot of Trump haters in the Senate, you know, that are Republicans. I hate it when that happens. And they've kind of, you know, projected themselves in other states as well. You know, like California. Oh, the wonderful Republican Party of California. Sure. It's such a wonderful Republican Party of California. Right. Talk about fascist, socialist. It's an amalgam. And that's what you're seeing with some of these senators that are in the Senate today. There still needs to be a cleansing, and Trump understands that. The swamp needs to be drained in the Senate as well, not just with the Democrats and some of the Republicans in the House. And we did get quite a progress. There was a lot of progress that was made, but now you're starting to see who is really beholding to the powers that control the border of the United States of America, huh? Who is that? Who are these people? Oh, you're talking about business entities and some of the fascist Republicans who enjoy open borders. Those people who are just so happy to provide billions of dollars to all these charitable organizations that are welcoming all these illegal immigrants across the border and destroying our sovereignty because they're really globalist at heart. Those guys, yeah, those guys in the Senate. You see, you got to know who's been had and who hasn't been in the Senate. And you wonder why they're not supporting Donald Trump when it comes to a vote on this emergency declaration, when it's just blatantly in our face, obvious we're being invaded. Right? So just go down the list of those Republicans that are backstabbing and butchering the president right now. The president has the power and the authority to do this. In fact, it was more reinforced. He has just a constitutional authority to do it. As the president, he has to enforce Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. He has to. That's his job. And if he doesn't, he can be impeached. That's the bottom line. And then he got even more enforcement from the Congress 1970s. Hello? And now they're trying to turn against him. Why are they trying to turn against him? Because of their own special interests. Because of who they represent. They're going to turn on this president. And I guarantee we will not forget at the ballot box. And by the way, if you think that the ballots are going to be run, the voting system is going to be run like it was in 2016 in California and other states, we have some really, really interesting land to sell you in Cuba. It has an ocean view. Because that's exactly what you need to do, is go to Cuba for a while. Yeah, these totalitarians that are in the Senate, because that's what they are, that want to destroy this president, who want to have open borders, who want to join the Agenda 21 folks, those people who wallow with the totalitarian monsters of the world, well, their time is up. And they don't realize it, but it is. Just like Nancy Pelosi does realize it. See, Nancy's a little bit smarter than those Republicans pretend to be. That's why she said no impeachment for President Trump. Not a good thing for the country. Maybe some of these Republicans need to look a little bit deeper into her words. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
So we've got a situation here now where they're not talking impeachment any longer. I hate it when this happens. Well, they are. But there's the embarrassment of it all, right? And they have to kind of live within their means, politically speaking. Nancy Pelosi knows that. So in the Post, they have written about this. This is yesterday afternoon. It's now making, of course, headlines here. It says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Monday that she's against impeaching President Trump unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, which is exactly the point. There isn't. Is this the Post? No, it's a New York Post. I am so sorry. New York Post. I am sorry. You know, it says Post, and the Post is Post. It's got this advertisement for Jameson Scotch right now. I'm confused, and non-drinker. It says the speaker is surely up to speed on what evidence Democrats actually have against Trump. It has a fair sense of what special counsel Bob Mueller's report will say, and she recognizes that it's nothing that will persuade anyone who hasn't wanted Trump ousted since Election Day 2016. Now, sighs of relief, right? Well, remember the one who's being bit around the buttocks right now, which means that moving to impeach him would be not just divisive to the country, as she says, but also bad for the Democrats. Let me emphasize that word, bad for the Democrats and the socialist, fascist Republicans, right? Since it would show them as unable to resist the most demented demands of their base. I like that. This guy, who wrote this? Okay, I got to give credit here, you know. I got to give credit to these people. It says, Post Editorial Board. Shocking. It's the editorial people. All right, well, okay. This, when last week's pathetic failure to confront Representative Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism already exposed them as enthrall to extremists. Well, I guess I mean in bed. I don't understand. Enthrall to extremists. Okay. Now, will Pelosi call off the dogs? Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and Nadler. Now, Nadler, there's another one. We haven't gotten to look at Nadler. And I know that's a bad image, too. No, it's a bad visual. We don't want that. We don't want to look at Nadler. Adam Schiff with the buttocks being bitten. But Nadler's about to be bitten around the head and shoulders probably. That'll improve his looks. And Adam Schiff will keep on subpoenaing anyway and grandstanding for the cameras in hopes of maybe somehow, someday, somewhere, finding some genuine dirt while at last harassing the president, his family, and associates and feeding on an endless string of breathlessness. This time, Trump is going down, reports. Just as impeachment would be bad for the Democrats' chances, they've got some misspells here. Guys, you need to clean up the stuff here. Americans will note that the press has been blaring those scoops for more than 2 years now, and not a one has panned out. Keeping it up only shows that just how desperate the Democratic Party is. But also, most of the media, they can't stop themselves from playing on the unhinged left. So, you've got the twofer here. You've got the politics of it all. And Nancy Pelosi being reasonable. What's up with that? Okay, so what would drive her to reasonableness? Well, it's overplaying their hands. It's real simple. They've overplayed their hand, like I said earlier in the hour. They have overplayed their hands, and this is the evidence right here. She's actually asserting herself as a leader. Shocking amongst the crowd of those people.
right? She's reining in her folks. And are they going to listen? Is Nadler and Schiff going to listen? Schiff will listen. Trust me. Schiff will listen. He is going to have to listen because there's more on Schiff than what you... I mean, I'm just saying there's Ed Buck. Your good buddy, Ed Buck. Then, and see, Nancy Pelosi knows where all these skeletons are. And she knows everything about every one of these people because other people around her do know, too. So she's not as crazy. Well, she's just being reasonable at this point in time, right? That's really what's happening. She's being reasonable at this point in time. So this is what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. What we have to do is we have to bring it forward, and we have to get everybody to understand. Get everybody to understand that the crazies are not as crazy as we thought right now. At least one of them is. And let's watch how she reins them in. How she calls off the dogs. You know, the dogs. And to save her party. Because, you know, we all want it to kind of keep going now. Why stop when you're winning, right? And we're winning. Donald Trump is winning. They're losing. And she knows it. You know, I used to tell kids when I used to coach them, I used to say, you're coming to the closing of a game. It's really tight, and you're ahead. And I used to pull them aside on the sideline and said, listen, guys, we're winning. Don't lose. And they'd kind of look at me through their helmets and go, and say, don't lose. In other words, don't find a way to lose. And right now, there is no reason for everybody on the Trump side, anybody on the Trump side, to find a way to lose. Let them continue to lose is the point. And they're losing. We're winning, winning, winning. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Yes, yes, yes. We've got the Adam Schiff's of the world. Goodbye, Adam. My prediction is Adam's last time in Congress is at hand. I'm putting it out there. I don't think he's going to win re-election in 2020. Wouldn't that be wonderful? We get rid of that guy. Bug Eyes, we call him. Bug Eyes. Recently had one of my pets had his eye pop out. Hello. He wasn't looking at Adam Schiff. Schiff. He wasn't doing that. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. He has these saucer eyes, Adam Schiff. When he's, like, startled, like, whoa, someone was biting his butt. Eee! His eyes light up. Anyway, I'm just waiting for his eyes to kind of, boink, doink, come popping out at us. As he tries to look even more closer at Donald Trump. We're done with him. And we'll be done with Mueller pretty soon. And the embarrassment. How are they going to, you know, the coup d'etat is not working. And we're going to look back at this, and I'll tell you, I'm really hopeful that when we get this complete control of the Justice Department, that we can really take a long look at getting involved with some of these people who really, for the first time in American history, that we at least can recall, there's been a coup d'etat attempt against a citizen sitting president. In fact, the attempt was in action before he won the election. And we know that. And the evidence is clear. Will people go to jail? I suspect they will. Will Adam Schiff, will he be charged with something? Now, that's something that's really like obstruction. And if he does perhaps win election in the next term and we get the House back, will he be charged there? Something to think. Will there be an investigation? I say call out the proctologist and have a look. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.